Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Steve Klim, who's an architect with TVS Design in Atlanta. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Kemp.
I wanted to talk to you about Neocon and some of the things that are going on with TVS Design. Let's start with your background. You graduated from Georgia Tech, an undergraduate degree. Then you went and got your master's in architecture at the University of Illinois in Champaign, right?
That's correct.
And you've been with TVS Design most of your career, almost 37 years, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you focused, it's a big firm. I know couple of the big ones that I'm aware of, I think you just finished the College Football Hall of Fame. And you also were involved in this whole downtown Nashville Convention Center project, right?
Yeah, we were. And that was a very significant Music City Center in Nashville. Turned out quite fantastic.
Yeah. For those people that haven't seen that, the architecture is unbelievable. I guess some of the inspiration was the curves and a guitar.
But yeah, it had a lot to do with the entire music industry, but certainly musical instruments became kind of an inspiration for the form and shape making of the project.
Tell me how your business is doing today. What's the kind of the state of design for TVS Atlanta?
You know, thankfully, we've had a very positive resurgence. There's still kind of pockets of sluggishness, but at the same time, we've had an improved diversity of activity that we're seeing. We've got several speculative office building projects underway, which have been invisible for several years. And that's very promising because that means that there's new tenant occupants coming forward. We also have a major renovation project. One of those is for Fiserv. It's about a 450,000 square foot project. And then we have another out of the ground build a suit, architecture, interiors, full furniture package in total in South Carolina. So these are very positive and promising changes in the market.
And Steve, that's your area of focus. And I mean, I know you do showrooms for some of the companies in this business, but you also focus a lot on corporate, don't you?
Do a lot on corporate, but also international work. And so we're doing a fair amount of projects in other countries, India and China. And what's interesting is that really gives us a broader spectrum of exposure. I'm also doing performing arts, cultural arts centers, kind of as a follow-up to the College Football Hall of Fame.
All right. Well, just a couple of years ago, you did the Bentley Mills showroom up in Chicago, and you've also been working on the Technion showroom, right?
That's correct.
So Neocon is right around the corner, and most people are going up on Sunday, and they stay for a couple of days. What's your plan for your trip to Chicago?
Well, this has been an annual experience for, gosh, at least over 20 years now, and we'll do the same routine, go up on Sunday and be there through Wednesday. You know, the focus is really a great opportunity to connect with the leadership of the various companies, as well as seeing whatever the latest and greatest the market is bringing forward in product. I think now with the resurgence of activity, that really becomes even more important because that's probably the most comprehensive short duration exposure that we can get. It's almost, for some, it can be absolutely overwhelming and you have to be very selective about where you go. But at the same time, it just avails us a great opportunity to get a snapshot of changes in the market and new thought. And it's also design inspiration for the work that we do.
Okay. So how do you work that show? Do you set appointments or do you just go up to the top and walk down to talk about that if you want?
You know, there's been times when it was walk the tour, but today, because we've got so many good relationships that we've nurtured over the years, as we schedule a substantial number of key appointments and try to make some method out of it so that we can cover some geography easily at the same time, adjacent showrooms between appointments. But at the same time, we work hard to preserve some time to get down to the exhibit floors where we have some of the smaller vendors that have some of the new innovative products. Well, then often that's the Wednesday when everything's kind of slowed down, but where we can really kind of focus and have conversation with people.
How big a group from TVS Design goes to Chicago?
Well, normally it may vary between a couple to a half a dozen, and it is largely project dependent. So there's some years where we will have clients and a company with us so that we're touring through the facility. This year, we are not bringing clients, but in fact, we're doing research on behalf of our clients. And in fact, some of them look forward to actually coming to the Merchandise Mart after all the melee of activity and where they can get a little more focused advisement and time. But this year we're going to have 6 people going up to cover multiple project pursuits.
You know, there's the show, which runs from, say, 9 or so until 5, and then there's the activities after that. And it looks like a lot of companies are doing more this year, these after-show parties. I'm just amazed at the number that are going on. How do you choose where you're going to go after 5?
Well, I tell you, I'm sure there's a younger group that's going to cover a lot more ground than I'm going to cover. But at the same time, it really is about, it's about the relationships probably more than anything that you've developed. So that becomes the priority. But gosh, there are a lot of choices, you know, and it's, there's more regrets that you have to provide than acceptance. But it's great to see the new energy back into that whole event.
It is. And I don't know what your anticipation is. I just looked at the weather. It looks like it's a 50% chance of rain on Monday and Tuesday. I talked to the show management last week, and their advance bookings are up 20%. So it looks like this might be a busy show.
Well, I just know that you have to anticipate anything at NeoCon. It can be cold. It can be ridiculously hot. You need to have an umbrella. You need to have good shoes. You know, you just have to plan for flexibility.
Yeah. Real quick about floor covering, since you do focus in this area of corporate architecture and design, what are some things in the floor covering business, some innovative products that have caught your eye?
You know, I think that some of the more interesting aspects about the flooring industry is the improved quality of range of product from not only the soft floor coverings, but the luxury vinyl tile products that are out, the solid tile products that are available. It is enabling us to have a much broader design aesthetic for our projects at affordable prices. And it's really coming into play in the new projects we're working on. We're looking forward to meeting with many of these manufacturers, looking at the product. It's, I think we've got numerous scheduled appointments with the flooring companies.
One last question, though, about, you know, just as we look at office design and collaborative spaces and the fact that the panels are coming down, getting smaller, it actually puts more emphasis on flooring, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. And I think the good news is that the industry has responded, and it is not just about color and pattern. It really is some sophistication of choices that are available.
Yeah, okay, great, Steve. Good to talk to you. Again, been talking to Steve Klim, who's a principal with TVS Design based in Atlanta, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.